And I'm speaking with Sedalia City Administrator Gary Edwards. And good afternoon, Mr. Edwards, and we appreciate your time. Recently in this meeting, you had the regular monthly meeting back on Monday. The Sedalia City Council adopted a code of conduct. Now, we've heard of ethics codes and conduct codes before, but what specifically is this code of conduct, and why did the council feel necessary to implement it?
It was at one of the two meetings we have during the month, and it was, as you correctly said, a code of conduct, and it is related to performance and ethics, those two general areas. And it pretty much is there and was approved by the council to give direction to the council, especially new members of the council coming on board, wanting to know how they should handle this particular issue or that issue more specifically, take vote abstentions, for example. There are certain times where it's a perfectly appropriate to abstain from voting, and there are times when it's not appropriate to abstain from voting. And we made it clear in there that in that code of conduct, for example, that it's not a good idea to abstain, because that's a duty to vote. That's the reason you're elected, unless there is a conflict of interest, for example. By state law, you can even vote during conflict of interest. You just have to announce what that conflict is, although generally there is not a vote if there is an abstention. So we clarified issues such as that. We also looked at matters of being civil toward one another during during a meeting, and nothing should be taken personal. There should be no personal attacks. Just the type of general guidelines that all councils need to follow, and as is the case here in Sedalia too. It is not meant to be punitive in any way. It's not meant to be accusatory in any way. It's simply meant to provide guidelines for current and especially new council members.
Administrator Edwards, did you model this after any other municipalities nearby, or something was this authored directly by a council member, or who came up with it?
No, it was modeled after Missouri cities that are similar in size to ours. Took a little bit of each and then added some of the issues that would pertain to Sedalia only, then came up with the final product. No, it was patterned after primarily two Missouri cities.
And this is effective immediately, I guess. The guidelines will be implemented immediately, correct?
It is in effect now. It was approved at the most recent council meeting and is in effect as we speak.
Do you know how many pages this code of conduct is, and also how many sections and paragraphs?
Oh, it's only like two or three pages. It's fairly short.
Okay. Well, that's good stuff. Basically just a government just trying to keep it civil, especially nowadays. That's very important.
That's correct.
But Administrator Edwards, is there anything else I could bother you about this last meeting that took place that the citizens should be aware of?
No bother at all. And as of any additional issues, no, not really. It was a very short council meeting. That was probably the more interesting item on the agenda. The other items were housekeeping items. That is pretty much it as far as developments that are of a recent nature anyway.
Okay, and anything that you're aware of on the next meeting coming up in just about a week and a half now, roughly, anything that may be coming up that's fairly important for the city in council meeting?
That's hard to say, and hate to predict that because that can change at the last minute. Until we get closer to the meeting, it's really hard to indicate what is on that agenda. That's a very fluid document, changing constantly. So it's really hard to say what's going to be coming up on the 21st.